Sally.
I'll convene the Joint Committee on Ways and Means and welcome you all. And we have on our agenda, the first item is a bill introduction, LC Draft 3678, relating to salaries of members of the Legislative Assembly. LC 3678 freezes legislative member salaries at current levels. It's no pay cut. It's just current level. Passage of this change is presumed in the leadership budget plan. Plan?
We have a plan.
The evolving leadership budget plan. This package will reduce the 0305.
We had a break
to be confused with Cruz Doyle or anything else. This action will reduce the 0305 Legislative Assembly personal budget personal services cost by approximately $294,000. Without this action, legislative member salaries would increase from $1,283 to $1,347 per month effective July 1st, 2003. The vice chair and the Senate co-chair of Ways and Means recommend that this LC be approved for introduction. Their discussion, Senator Dukes.
Just out of curiosity, I see we're going to be one, well, we won't be one step below. Maybe we'll be more than one step below because we're removing that. Of salary range one, what exactly are the duties of salary range one? Just out of curiosity.
Can you explain that to us, please? They're somewhat less than those of
qualify for
range
food
two.
Stamps in the Oregon Health Plan.
Yeah, I'm thinking too.
Wondered if these were like part-time limited duration something or others. I just wanted to know where my status was.
You described
the building
rather well. That part-time limited duration thing.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. I'm sorry if you want to.
I was just curious. Every once in a while, I like to compare our, you know, where we are in the whole pecking order, and we're always at the bottom. But I wanted to know if we fell below the bottom.
Chair committee members, salary range one is for the office assistant two. It's the first management class at salary range nine, which is the lowest salary range in management service.
So we're now two steps below the.
At least two steps.
Well, thank you.
Why did it say the same thing?
Representative Bates?
Yeah, just a few questions. Are we violating any minimum wage laws in the state?
Only if you're putting in full days.
That takes care of me. The second question is, are these considered temporary positions?
Limited duration.
Depends on your vote.
Ask your electorate.
By your constituents, yeah.
All right, is there any further discussion? Is there any objection to this? Senator Gordley.
Thank you. This is not an objection, but I do think we have, seriously speaking, an opportunity here to educate the public about what is the salary range paid to their elected legislators. Like many of you, I run into a lot of confusion out there about what our pay actually is. There are those who think that we're compensated at the same range as members of Congress, for example. So I would like some clarity around the salary range as it currently is and how it relates to our current minimum wage on the record, if we could get that clarification from Mr. Rocco.
Mr. Chair, Senator Gorley, we will bring that forward when the bill is worked in substance.
I would appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Further discussion?
Then we should talk about
it. Yes, Mr. Chair, I would just like to know how it compares to the home health care workers, would be my preference, sir.
That's a good one. Yes.
Different union. Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And as we're researching some of that, it may not hurt to find out if the annual salary isn't commensurate with about 1 month of the federal congressional pay.
Further discussion? If not, the LC Draft 3678 is approved for introduction. LC-3677, Senator Cochise Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. LC-3677 abolishes the Dispute Resolution Commission. The Department of Justice will be responsible for transferring filing fee surcharge revenue to support the community dispute resolution programs that will continue and will maintain the roster of public policy dispute mediators. Filing fee surcharge revenue will also be used to support mediation arbitration services in the Judicial Department, which will offset general fund costs for these services. Co-chairs recommend approval of this LC for bill filing.
Their discussion, their objection, seeing none, the LC is approved for introduction. Budget bills reported out of subcommittee, House Bill 5020. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Co-Chair Miller. House Bill 5020 is the budget bill for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. The department is charged with managing, protecting, and enhancing the state's fish and wildlife and their habitats to provide the optimum economic, commercial, recreational, and aesthetic benefits. The recommended budget for the department totals $234.9 million. The budget includes $11 million general fund, $10.4 million lottery funds, $113.5 million other funds, and $97 million federal funds. The general fund portion of this budget is almost 31% below the governor's budget. The total recommended budget is a 7.3% increase above the governor's budget, primarily due to a fund shift using money from the ending balance to make general fund available for statewide needs, including the construction of a hatchery research center, funding from grants not in the governor's budget, and costs related to moving the department's headquarters to Salem. The subcommittee made reductions to reflect the salary freeze, the adjustment in attorney general charges, and the DAS assessment reduction. The subcommittee also eliminated 72 vacant positions. The budget includes a one-time $6.6 million fund shift using Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Funds to replace General Fund and Measure 66 lottery funds for a variety of salmon recovery efforts. The budget assumes passage of fee increases contained in House Bill 2260. The revenue from the fee increase in House Bill 2260 will support 69 positions and program activities that could not otherwise be funded. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5020 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative Morgan, being in work session on House Bill 5020. Is there discussion? Representative Butler.
Mr. Chair, I had expressed my concern to Representative Morgan relative to some of the concerns of both the trout operations for Diamond Lake and the continued propagation, as well as the concerns for the research facility, which is presently being considered for replacement of one of the existing fish hatcheries. And my concern is that whatever we do, that that absolutely the proper procedure be followed in examining the best practices relative to bringing private trout online within the fish and wildlife, as well as the ability to make certain that we continue to offer trophy fishing in the state of Oregon, whether that be handled through our private hatcheries or through the public hatcheries.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion? Is there objection to the motion?
I don't know.
Representative Butler wishes to be recorded as a no. Are there further objections? If not, the motion is adopted. Other bills reported out of subcommittee. Open a work session. House Bill 2151. Representative Bates.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The Federal J-1 Visa Waiver Program enables international medical graduates to complete their residency study in the United States as long as they return to their native country to practice medicine following their residency. The United States Department of Agriculture ran this program but discontinued their involvement following the events of September 11, 2001. The Federal CONRAD program enables participating states to assume the role of interested government agency and to sponsor 30 federal J-1 waiver applications per state per year. To address the current physician shortage, federal law allows states to request approval of waiver requirements for foreign physicians to remain in the United States as long as they practice in underserved areas. House Bill 2151 creates a physician visa waiver program in the Department of Human Services and authorizes the agency to charge reasonable fees for the waiver applications they process. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2151 be reported out due pass.
Is there a discussion of House Bill 2151? If not, is there objection to the motion that the bill be reported out to the House due pass? Hearing and seeing no objections, the bill is reported out due pass to the House. Thank you, Representative Bates. Open a work session, House Bill 2341, relating to public contracting, Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2341 deals with public contracting, and it comes out of the interim session and work groups that surrounded this issue and discussed it and worked it fairly substantially. This House bill revises the requirements and procedures for public contracting. It had a subsequent referral to the Ways and Means. However, it did pass out of the House Committee of Business, Labor, and Consumer Affairs without opposition. We did hear testimony from the Associated General Contractors, League of Oregon Cities, Association of Oregon Counties, and the Special Districts Association of Oregon, and they testified that additional work needs to be done on this bill and that they will support that work in a substantive committee when the bill goes over to the Senate side. The bill has a modest fiscal impact, which is to be absorbed within existing resources, primarily a review of contracts and so forth. The General Government Subcommittee is supportive of the direction the bill is presently headed, does recommend that it be approved to move to the House as A engrossed.
Is there a discussion of House Bill 2341?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Butler, when I was going through this bill, I noticed that on page 151 in subsection 3, there was discussion about transfer of assets, rights, and obligations described in this section are subject only to requirements imposed under Section 48, Chapter 1084, Oregon Laws 1999.
That's correct.
And not to Sections 1 to 46, 47 to 87, 88 to 180 of the 2003 Act relating to public contracts and purchasing. Did you all fully, one, discuss that, and second, comprehend it?
No and no.
Thank you. Further discussion. Senator George.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Question I have is relative to ORS 279-835 and 279-855 relative to products of the disabled, is whether or not, in fact, the current law would be maintained, and whether or not, when you mentioned the possibility of additional amendments, any interference with current law would occur. Do you know of such a thing?
We didn't discuss that specifically. The special districts and the other folks, the local governments, as well as the Associated General Contractors, recognize that there are still some issues. They felt comfortable having this moved to the House floor where some of those items could be debated and discussed. But more than that, they felt like it was important to move the bill on over to the Senate side with some small modifications, perhaps some of those that deal with the special concerns that you have, Senator.
Further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Devlin.
Mr. Chairman, I had the opportunity to discuss some of those issues with some of the members of the lobby that are interested in those issues in this building in terms of work programs for the disabled, and they're satisfied that their issues have either been addressed or will be addressed when this goes to a substantive committee in the Senate.
Thank you. Further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator George.
There is still significant concern about this, and the reason for that is because in some, in my understanding, in some recent court cases, DAS has actually been providing some unusual activity relative to the court cases, and I'm very insecure about that issue because of the fact that I think the law is clear what it says and the requirements of the number of disabled people that must participate in any of these given programs, and I hope we have indicated very strongly that we expect the law to be obeyed, and particularly that DAS would look at this on the basis of law and not by their interpretation, because it appears to me that we're granting substantial authority to them to enter into a whole new realm of contracting. So that's just a concern I'd like to have on the record.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion, House Bill 2341. Is there an objection to reporting this bill out to the House do pass. There are no objections. The motion is agreed to. Open up a work session. House Bill 2644 relating to chemical waste management. Representative Krieger.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2644A extends the temporary schedule for monthly hazardous waste management fees to January 1, 2006. The bill also declares an emergency effective July 1, 2003. These fees are attached to waste dumped at the Arlington landfill operated by Chemical Waste Management Incorporated. The facility competes with hazardous waste landfill in Idaho. The Oregon and Idaho Departments of Environmental Quality have tried to coordinate the respective fees to prevent unfair competition for hazardous waste disposal. We amended the bill to continue fees now in effect through March 1, 2004, and establish a new fee schedule thereafter that encourages business to dispose of waste now held on site. The new fee is assumed in the co-chair's budget. The amendment also authorized the Department of Environmental Quality to review records relating to waste received at the Arlington facility to help determine the fees for the hazardous waste. The Renounce Resource Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2644A to be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Is there discussion on House Bill 2644? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing and seeing none, it is so ordered. Open up a work session. House Bill 3232 relating to wildlife. Representative Krieger.
Again, thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3232 authorizes the State Fish and Wildlife Commission to issue two special antelope tags and two special mountain goat tags each year to be used for auctions or raffles. The commission is already authorized to raffle one special mountain sheep tag each year. The funds received from these auctions and raffles would be set aside into a special subaccount for research and management of mountain sheep, antelope, and mountain goats. The Department of Fish and Wildlife estimates that the raffles and auction will raise at least $93,000 per hunt year for research and management of these unique wildlife species. The Joint Committee of Ways and Means recommends passage of this bill.
Thank you, Representative. Is there a discussion? House Bill 3232, Senator Dukes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to make one point, and this bill contains some, but others do as well. As we take in money, we become more and more inclined to stuff it into special subaccounts. And the budget is littered with these subaccounts, and every once in a while we try to take one out, and it's amazing the resistance we meet, or maybe it's not, but I just want you to know that in this bill, there are now subaccounts for mountain sheep, a subaccount for mountain goats, and what the heck is the third, and a subaccount for antelope. And it just seems to me that if we have a well-run agency, we could probably put the money into the agency and tell them what it is we want them to do and not have to get so worried about all of the subaccounts, because someday, if the recession comes back, some poor little Ways and Means Committee is going to be trying to scrape interest out of each and every one of these little subaccounts and fighting with somebody over whether we should take the interest off the mountain sheep subaccount. So I just a comment, Mr. Co-Chair. I think that we ought to get away from the I have to have mine and I have to protect mine and we'll stick it in a subaccount so I can make sure that it's there and that it gets spent and start trusting our agencies.
You just love this country.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if each separate animal would have like a support group or a lobbyist.
I don't think you want to ask, Mr. Co-Chair, because you might not like the answer.
Yes, all right. Who is that? Senator George, are you?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment, and that was is that, it, you know, if you were the mountain goat and the other goat fund.
What'd you say?
and you had experienced what the cities and counties have experienced this time, this session, with us taking money out of their accounts, then you would be concerned too and want your own subaccount.
Representative Krieger.
If this bill is bothering you, wait till we get to the composting bill.
That was simply a budget note, wasn't it? All right, is there further discussion? House Bill 3232. Is there objection to the motion? Hearing and seeing none, the motion is agreed to. Other business before the Joint Committee, Department of Human Services, Senator Gordley.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. It must be Friday. The subcommittee recommends the approval of submission of a grant application to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration for $1.1 million. The revenue will be used to provide integrated evidence-based treatment services for persons with co-occurring substance abuse and mental health disorders and their families. If awarded, the funds will be used to implement several system improvements, including standardized screening and assessment of individuals for both disorders. Using this grant to make infrastructure improvements will help improve outcomes for people with co-occurring substance abuse and mental health disorders. There are no matching fund requirements, nor is there any obligation to continue funding after the grant expires. The subcommittee recommends approval of the grant application.
Is there a discussion of the recommendation? Is there objection? If not, the recommendation is agreed to. Department of Corrections, Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The Public Safety Committee Subcommittee recommends that the Joint Legislative Committee on Ways and Means approve a submission of a federal grant application to the U.S. Department of Education for a federal demonstration grant to reduce recidivism amongst adult prisoners by providing employment and life skill services. Priority will be given to those proposals which emphasize services and skills promoting strong family relationships and strengthening family ties. The Department of Correction is exploring the development of a parenting curriculum throughout the prison system if the award is granted. Another use of these grant funds is for employment placement services and those prisoners that are soon to be scheduled to be released. The grant requires no matching requirement, and if awarded, the size of the annual grant is expected to range from $315,000 to $475,000. The agency plans to contract with outside organizations to provide these services if the grant is awarded, and the Public Safety Subcommittee recommends your approval of this grant application.
The representative, is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, it is agreed to. Oregon Youth Authority, Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The Public Safety Subcommittee recommends the Joint Legislative Committee on Ways and Means approve a submission for a federal grant to the Department of Justice for a sex offender management discretionary program grant of up to $250,000 to assess and improve management of juvenile sex offenders. This is a large and growing proportion of the youth in the juvenile justice system. The two-year grants will provide up to $250,000 statewide for a multidisciplinary effort to assess and analyze management and treatment needs for juvenile sex offenders and develop strategies to meet those needs. The goal is to help reduce further criminal offenses. The grant requires a 25% match, which the agency will meet by dedicating part of the salaries of two existing employees who now support the project, who will support the project. No additional position authority is needed. If the grant is awarded, the agency will request any needed expenditure limitation from the emergency board. There's no requirement to continue the project after the end of the grant period.
Thank you.
Public Safety recommends approval.
Well, thank you, Representative Hansen. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the recommendation is agreed to. Is there further business to come before the committee? Representative Patrick.
I just wanted to remind the Public Safety Subcommittee members we have a meeting immediately following our adjournment here.
Any further announcements? Further discussion?
Well, yep. We'll have a full next Tuesday.
We're likely to have a full committee meeting next Tuesday. Representative Hansen?
Well, I'd just like to reiterate that what the chair of the Public Safety Committee said, because if you're a little bit late, you end up carrying...
if there's no further business to come before the committee, we are adjourned.